Marshall's Pressure Washing.
Oh, hi, Marshall. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, doing good. How are you doing, Tina?
I'm doing excellent. Happy Friday, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
I was actually going to call you guys. I know why you're calling. I'm behind on a payment.
Exactly. Wow, you read my mind. I love it.
Yes. So I can get you guys a payment in here, too. I had to drop $10,000 the other day on a trailer. So I had one of my trailers caught fire. Yeah. So I can get you guys paid up in like a week or two, if that's okay.
That's perfectly fine. One thing that I can suggest too, just to make the payment a little bit easier temporarily, is your program includes $100 worth of extra Facebook ads. So what some people do if they hit an unexpected tight spot is they take the Facebook ads off, and that would lower the subscription to $149 monthly. And the only reason I suggest it is, you know, you can always call back later and put the Facebook ads back on if you wanted to.
Okay. No, we'll not take, I won't take those off. That's fine.
Okay.
It should, so what happened is I have had this new employee for about a month and a half.
Yes.
And he called me and he said, there's a fire in the trailer. And I'm like, okay,
wow.
Why aren't you using the fire extinguisher?
Yeah.
He goes, well, because the fire extinguisher doesn't do electrical problems. Well, why haven't you told me there's been an electrical problem?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
So not only did I have to let him go, he was a good worker, but that's a hefty cost that could have been resolved a long time ago.
Yeah, and it's a liability. If he didn't know how to handle it, he should have let you know so you could have fixed it, you know, before the fire
exactly.
happened. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I had to, it was about $15,000 cheaper to rebuild the trailer completely than,
oh, wow.
Yeah, brand new trailers are pushing, you know, anywhere from $25,000 to $30,000.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so I had to completely do rewiring, new wood, new this, new pumps. I mean, I had to redo a lot of things to this trailer. And yeah,
I'm so sorry that happened to you. Yeah, and it always happens at the worst time, right? When something like that unexpected. So I get it. So
yeah.
I put a note on your account that you need a week or two. So what I'll do is I'll circle back to the account maybe next Friday, and I'll touch base with you then. And, you know, if you need more time,
yeah,
we can always extend it, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very
all
much.
Right. Oh, you're welcome. I'll also send you a little notification that talks about the payment failing. The extension on there, 777, that will ring to my desk. So if anything changes, you can call me, okay?
Okay, so just call this number and then 777.
Well, if you redial this number, it'll go to the call center, and then you can ask for Tina, and they have to kind of hunt me down. But on the customer support number for Local Splash, which is the
877.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, if you call that right when you connect, if you just plug in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. All right, have a nice weekend coming up, too.
Thank you. I will try. You as well.
Thank you so much, Marshall.
All right.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.